Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, we're back with another podcast. I have been getting a lot of positive comments about talking about my experience with Frontier, and so I thought I'd just bring you up to date a little more. As I had said before, I got the maximum package, which was $110 a month. And I had been paying $250 to Spectrum. What I hadn't told you is that I was also paying $15 a month to stream HBO Max. So my all-in cost was about $270. And so with this full service from Frontier, I don't need HBO Max anymore. So I'm saving $15 right there. And I now have access to Showtime and other things too, but Showtime has overwhelmed me. I had no experience with Showtime before, but there's a lot of good stuff on Showtime. And so I got my first bill. It was $176. And so I'm saving about $100 a month, and my service is much better. So that's my experience. Here's Kim.
Well, we're going to mostly talk Frontier with a couple other items for fun, but I thought I better show up today. In fact, I called the mighty Gus and Robert here about an hour ago. Said I better do a Frontier because of what happened to Phase 2 people this morning. The Frontier had released Phase 2 to call in for appointments last Friday. Now, this was done early because not enough people have been calling in for whatever reason from Phase 3. But what happened was some of the street names were left off the list today for Phase 2. So many of you called into Frontier and you were getting turned down. So that hopefully has been resolved. We got new lists to them. They said they've been out to their call centers, and that so Phase 2, you can call tomorrow and all should be okay. If it's not, let me know and then we'll try it again. Now, Phase 3, you can still call in whenever you want. Once you're scheduled, you may call any time after that time to make the appointment. If you have internet installed and then decide later to have TV installed, there will be a charge to have TV installed at a later date. So keep that in mind. The free install is for the initial first appointment only. So one person was going to contact me, was going to install the internet, but not do the TV for a couple months. And they said, well, it's okay, but we will charge to come back after this installation. Now, there is a local package for local stations for $25 a month. A couple people said that they didn't think that was available. It is available. We checked with the rep. So just make sure if they tell you it's not available, say, yes, it is. Check with the supervisor. Now, when you have your internet installed, if you want to keep your same wireless password, tell the technician to program in your old username and password. This can be done. What it means then is you will not have to reconfigure all your devices. Everything will work automatically. But you will need to know your wireless name and that password exactly. But if you have it, give it to the technician. They can do that. Now, so far, most people have told me they're saving between $40 and $60 a month for the same services. As I told you before, I had two people tell me they were not saving money. So I asked for two billings to check if something was wrong. I wanted to see the bill before the install and the bill after, and then we were going to check with Frontier to see what was happening. One person has sent me the two bills, and it's true. His new price was $30 higher than his old price for the same services with Frontier. This is a person who was on Frontier, and basically his bill went up. So we went through the bill. And as it turned out, this person was on a special promotion where he got a reduction of $80 a month, and it ends in March. So in March, his bill will go up by $80, which means the HOA plan will save him $50 a month. Now, this brings up another point for everybody to look at very carefully. If you are currently getting a special price on services from any company, you need to check the pricing and compare. In my opinion, this person should not have installed the HOA internet. He should have just waited till March and then install. If a different plan is better, stay with it. The HOAs made clear you do not have to install the Frontier plan at this time. If you're getting a special price, like this resident was getting $80 less, then don't install the HOA internet. You'll still be saving $68 a month. And then when the special pricing ends, you can negotiate. And if the HOA internet's better, then go with it. And you can call in at that time. You do not have to sign up for the HOA internet now. You can sign up anytime in the future. There's still no charge for the first install appointment, even if you do it years later. There's only a charge if you call them back after the initial install to request additional services then be installed. Now, phase two was released early, I told you, because not enough people are calling in. They're thinking maybe because of the COVID thing, maybe there's not as many people here, or hard to say, or people don't want to do it. So Frontier, in order to keep up, needed more people calling in. So the installers need to be kept busy all the time. Turns out some of these installers aren't kept busy all day long, 5-6 days a week. Hopefully your wait time wasn't too long, but give it a couple days. I'm sure it'll lighten up. Frontier has full-time workers and supervision 6 days a week. They have something like 8 to 10 installers on site. Now, if you have a problem with your installation, call the HOA, and they have technicians gone. So like Bob here had 4 hours later, the whole system go down. I know from another resident restaurant. God, I'm already hungry. I'm thinking about prime rib already. So from another resident, that the whole system went down. There is an on-site supervisor that you can call. And so wonderful man. I've talked to him now multiple times. He said any resident can call him anytime. So call the HOA office. They will give you the name and number. And if you have a problem, he'll take it, and then he'll get a technician over there to fix the problem right away. So hopefully that answers most of the Frontier questions. But if not, let me know. Now, Shadows, besides my prime rib special on Saturday, which is really good, by the way, Shadows is doing a Thanksgiving Day dinner special for takeout. They are doing sit-down seating out on the patio, but it's sold out. I'm told it's sold out. But they are doing a dinner with turkey gravy, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans, casserole, cranberry sauce, rolls, apple or pumpkin pie for $22.95 plus tax. So, but you need to make that order by 5 p.m. this Saturday. You can't call next week to get it. You got to call by 5 p.m. So if you're looking for a takeout Thanksgiving dinner, call Shadows up. I'm not a big turkey person. I'm a prime rib guy. So I have to venture out on Thanksgiving and do something different. I don't like those turkeys. Let's see, putting course. We are planning on opening up the putting course on December 1. We'll have the guidelines out by next week. Clubs will not be able to have events because of the gathering issues. This is the same for all the clubs at the moment. I mean, golf clubs, you know, all these clubs. No events because of the gathering problems. Golf is not doing any shotguns. We're only letting people go off, you know, double tees. So it'll be open for individual play. Now, because Thanksgiving's coming up and a lot of people still write to me about what are the rules, the state order is still, folks, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you're on the news. I mean, what is it, 1,000 cases a day at the moment? This is, every state in the union is going up, I think, but one. The county is putting out words to us to be ready to cut back some more. So we're ready for that, but be aware, this is going to be a tough time for a little while. The state order is still in effect at stay at home and no gatherings. The state order has been in effect since last March. residents, you're responsible to follow the state order. The HOA, we will be looking for and enforce no visitors and no gatherings on common property, such as streets, parking lots, tennis courts, pickleball courts, etc. No visitors, no guests on common property. The exception is golf. The HOA board is allowing guests and outside play for golf. Now, if a resident is walking with a guest, they can be cited for violating the state order because we are not allowing guests on common property, except for the golf courses. If you're walking, biking on common property, including the streets, you could be cited. So yes, if you're walking with grandkids on the street, security could stop you and cite you. My recommendation is just put off Thanksgiving given the problem. But we all have to make those decisions for ourselves. The HOA will not be looking for violations of the state order on private property. We will investigate any complaint of noise or conduct on private property. We're not looking for the violation. For example, in your home or backyard, but if there's a complaint, we will investigate. If it's obvious, we'll investigate. The exception. The state order allows for only 3 households to gather, and it must be outdoors. Your garage does not count. You cannot gather inside your garage or inside your home. There's to be no gatherings inside a home at any time, according to the state and county order. There are still no guests allowed on common property. So COVID cases are climbing everywhere in the country. Everybody knows that at this point. Please be careful. Guidelines seem to be very simple and say wear masks, stay away from each other, no gatherings. Suggestion by them is to postpone Thanksgiving and holiday celebrations till next year. 1,000 people? Was it 1,000 a day? 1,000 people last week died from this? So be very, very careful. I know everyone wants to have your family over Thanksgiving, but if something goes wrong and a family member dies, I'm going to ask you, is it worth it? Just ask yourself that question before you step in. I don't know if I told you this story. My wife's hairdresser, their family had a gathering, and Dad was dead within 30 days. Now, if you're going to do the gathering, only 3 households, only in the backyard. The Toys for Tots program, the Veterans Club, that wonderful group, has been supporting the Marines Toys for Tots program for over 13 years. Now, does that technically mean that they did it for 14 years or 15? I don't know why I don't just say 14. Who knows? Anyway, Sun City Shadow Hills and Sun City High School have been partnering this for years. The ROTC cadets from the high school, very active on this whole program. Now, because of COVID, the cadets can't be as active this year because of the virus. And so the Veterans Club, the Marines, are asking everybody to help out. The boxes are in the clubhouses to take on toys. So if you bring an unwrapped toy for a kid, you can drop it off. That would be wonderful. You know, this time of year, with all that's going on, it could be all those toys could be put to a really, really good use this year. In the meantime, I wish you well. If you have questions, please let me know. Take care.
Thank you for your time. Have a happy Thanksgiving if we don't talk to you before then. Bye-bye.